Millions of Americans suffer debilitating migraine headaches affecting their work, their relationships, their whole lives. And if you are one of the unfortunates, you know that in those moments, you'd do anything to make that pain go away. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing new treatment options for migraine sufferers. I recently spoke with Dr. Jonathan Smith and Dr. Sid Kapoor of the Department of Neurology at UK Healthcare about a new FDA-approved modality for preventing migraine headache. Dr. Smith tells us about the rationale behind this new way of treating an old problem.
The concept is actually very similar to what people do instinctively when they have pain, in that, let's say an individual injures their hand, that they may simply shake it or rub it.
The gating phenomenon.
Yeah. And so what happens is by creating impulses that are non-painful, you can actually compete with the pain impulses. And this device does that exact thing by using an electrical stimulus. And so this
sort
is
of,
something...
Sort of the technical analogy of banging your elbow and rubbing it afterwards.
That's exactly right.
Sure. Yeah.
The device Dr. Smith refers to is like a small headband the patient wears for 20 minutes a day.
And over a series of about a month, it was shown to reduce the number of headaches and the intensity of the headaches that they got.
Dr. Kapoor says use of the transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulator, or TENS for short, has shown great promise outside of the U.S.
The device has been used in Europe and Canada for a long time, and based on the clinical data and the experience in Europe and Canada, the FDA recently approved it for use by individuals 18 and older for episodic migraine prevention.
I know you're probably as curious as I was to see an example of this device, so I went online and saw a few pictures, and it looks like something Geordi LaForge on Star Trek The Next Generation might have worn. But whatever the look, Drs. Kapoor and Smith are confident that this device will do the job, and without the potentially harmful side effects of many medications that have been used to prevent and treat migraine.
Opioids have not been favored for a very long time because they actually seem to make headaches worse. But even the triptans, which have been used very commonly up till now and continue to be used and are very useful for a large majority of the patients, come with significant side effects of chest pain and an increased risk of adverse cardiovascular profile. So many patients who have risk factors for cardiovascular disease or strokes cannot take triptans safely, and this opens up another therapeutic option for them.
The bottom line, this is the application of pre-existing technology to a new problem. Yet another way scientists and researchers are improving our health. And if you want to see a picture of the device, go to our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.